Good morning and good day to all of you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. So today we'll be continuing our study of healing in the big picture. So before we start, friends, let's very briefly do a quick visualization so that we can be part of DK's consciousness. So take a very comfortable position and let's link up as a group by sending a ray of radiant light of love to the Ajna of the group members, the 12 of us. Now raise your consciousness in the head as high as you possibly can. And now hold steady. Hold your mind steady in the group light. Now realize that DK is standing steady on his inner side, pouring out upon us his love and strength, and is endeavoring to lift us up into a higher state of consciousness. Visualize ahead of us a disc or a sphere of indigo blue, a deep indigo blue. Now imagine DK standing in the center of that disc, waiting. And I see a band of golden light between us and the disc, gradually shortening, thus bringing us closer and closer. Slowly but steadily, until now we enter into the heart of the blue disc. And now let us sound a blue om. So let's very briefly look at the points that we introduced last time, just to refresh our memory. So we introduced the point of the greater and the lesser cycles of Aquarius coinciding. The greater cycle of 25,000 years and the lesser cycle of 2,300 years or so. And if you remember, DK told us that this was an amazing happening and full of import in our planetary history. Then we saw that the seventh ray cycle was coming into power. So it's been in power since 1675 and will remain in power for the next 3,000 years or so. And if you remember, the seventh ray is a synthesis of the physical plane. It brings spirit and matter together. It relates soul and form, or relates soul and personality. And if you remember, when we compare esoteric healing and the seventh ray, they both do the same thing, where esoteric healing is the pouring of pure soul energy into and through the bodies of the patient, bringing soul energy, the higher energy, in contact with the forces of the personality, the lower forces. So the healer tries to relate soul and personality. Then the third factor that was happening is that humanity was experiencing its first initiation, that is, the birth of Christ consciousness in the heart. So basically, it's the appearance of the fifth kingdom of souls on earth. Now, if individualization was a momentous event, which was the birth of human race, of the fourth kingdom, well, now this is an even more momentous event because it's the birth of the fifth kingdom of souls. So that's why it is a momentous event in planetary history. Then we saw that Aquarius transmitted Ray 5, and Ray 5's highest expression was the science of the soul. And the fifth ray has been in manifestation since 1775 and is coming more and more into power now. But the effect of the fifth ray on the fifth mental plane is that the fifth ray, Lord, influences or has whole sway on the fifth mental plane. And any fifth subplane of all the planes of our physical, cosmic physical plane. So therefore, what does that mean to the fifth mental plane? Is that the fifth ray Lord will influence and therefore illumine the whole of the mental plane where the lower mind is found, the causal body is found, and the higher mind, or the third aspect of the spiritual triad, is found. In other words, the three aspects of the mind are being stimulated and enhanced and heightened. And now the fifth subplane, which is the concretizing or the materializing subplane, is also being stimulated. So now let's have a look at the fourth ray cycle and its effects. The fourth ray will be coming into manifestation after 2025, which is not long. We've only got 4 years to go. But we have already felt the effect of that fourth ray, as we will be seeing in the next couple of slides below. So this fourth ray coming into incarnation, together with a developing Saturnian influence, which is the Saturn rules the first decanate of Aquarius. And as you know, Saturn is the planet of opportunity. It's the planet of discipleship. So the fourth ray and Saturn's influence will lead many on the path of discipleship. And by the by, this is for the ordinary man. But on the reversed wheel, it's Venus who rules the first decanate of Aquarius, which is the union of heart and mind, therefore intelligent love. So we will be seeing a lot more people loving intelligently, as Venus rules or is the hierarchical ruler of the fifth plane. So this fourth ray brings about not the ray of art, as many people think, but it's the beauty of those living forms which embody the ideas and ideals which are seeking immediate expression. What does that mean really? It's the beauty of the soul expressing itself on the physical plane. Then the fourth ray also brings the development of the intuition. And mind you, it's not this intuition that we normally think about. Oh, I feel this is happening or is going to happen. This is more of a psychic feeling. It's not the intuition. The intuition has got to do with the heart, which has nothing to do with the personality, but with the whole. So it's the development of the intuition, or the fourth ray coming down from the buddhic plane onto the physical plane. So by means of the knowledge of sound vibration and the higher mathematics, and of course, fourth ray rules the higher mathematics, accuracy and precision. Then the fourth ray is the ray of music. Music as a means to be employed in building and destroying. And we can see already science is developing this through music therapy. Then laws of levitation. And we can see that already science has developed, or the engineers have developed, the magnetic trains, the trains that run on magnetic tracks, the hovercraft that hovers on water, and of rhythmic movement of all forms from an atom to a solar system will be studied. And we can see already that science is discovering waves, and they talk about frequencies in quantum physics as well. Then the manipulation of matter of all kinds by means of sound will be practiced on the two lower planes. And we can see that already in medicine, medicine uses ultrasound to detect through images, detect any blockages in the human body. So the coming of the into power of this fourth ray will bring an activity, will stimulate the fourth subplane of each plane. So let's have a look at the etheric plane, first of all. If you want to have a fuller understanding of this, guys, go to TCF. There's two whole pages. I've just summarized it all because we don't have the time to go through all of this. But basically, the fourth ray effect on the fourth etheric subplane will bring electrical energy for the regulation of everyday life. Now, we have seen already that we cannot live without electricity. So DK's predictions has really come to fruition here. The discovery of radium and radioactive substances and electronic demonstration. DK tells this knowledge will revolutionize the life of men. Well, can you see yourself without computer these days? It has completely turned our modern life upside down. Utilization of air routes and the transits of large bodies through the air. Think of the rockets that we are sending up into orbit. Then life after death will be demonstrated. So many psychics these days, and the paranormal activities, which are through photography, Curlian photography and all of that, are demonstrating that there is something after death. The analogy between the fourth etheric subplane and the buddhic plane, the fourth subplane, will be studied. And it will be realized that the life of these planetary logoi pours through a fourth scheme from the fourth cosmic plane to the fourth buddhic plane and to the fourth etheric subplane. There's great numerical resonance here with a fourth. But what interests us is this, is the fact of the existence of the etheric body will be established. And this is what we are doing as esotericists. We are learning about the etheric body. So, and the healing of the dense physical body via the etheric by forced utilization and solar radiation will take place. Okay, it hasn't quite happened yet, but we are on our way. Now, what DK means by the force utilization is the use of the chakras, the use of the fourth etheric subplane, or the third or second etheric subplane. And solar radiation, he means soul radiation. So healing will then fall into two departments: vitalizing the vitalizing the etheric body through electricity. And actually, in the 1930s or 40s, there was a gentleman called Robert Beck, who was a scientist, a researcher, who wrote a book called The Body Electric. But I don't think that anybody is taking any notice of this brilliant book. Two, solar and planetary radiation. Solar can also mean from the sun, the prana from the sun, and planetary radiation is the prana from planet. But it as DK always does, there's always a deeper meaning. Solar, meaning the energy of the soul and the energy of the planet, of our logos, the life force of our logos. And definite curative processes through the occult knowledge of the four centers, which is the chakras, and the work of the divas of the fourth ether, which is the divas which inhabit the fourth etheric subplane, which transmit the prana through the nadis. And the fourth ray effect now on the sixth astral plane is that this force will cause an astral stimulation in the bodies of those who are still on that plane, meaning on the astral plane, whose consciousness is still Atlantean in many ways. But that fourth ray will bring about an awakening of the desire for harmony in a new manner. The fourth Buddhic plane is the plane of at-one-ment for certain divas and human units. And the divas of the sixth hierarchy, which is the astral divas, and the fourth creative hierarchy, have got pronounced karma to do together. And because the fourth and the sixth are very closely allied. So the fourth ray of certain higher members of our human race on the higher planes of the astral plane will bring in that energy of will to good and the intuition and buddhi from the fourth plane, and will influence the fourth astral plane. Subplane, rather. And now the fourth ray effects on the fifth mental plane. Now there will be, DK tells us, in the immediate future, a period of intensified evolution for the units of the fifth root race. Now we've seen this already. In the last 100 years, we have progressed so much in terms of technology, in every walks of life, every level of our living, we have progressed. Now, the periphery of the causal body encloses the three permanent atoms, which is the physical permanent atom, the astral permanent atom, and the mental unit, or the mental permanent atom. Now, that's attained the test of a plane of testing of the major initiation of the thresholds, which is first and second initiation. It's the battleground for men. And from this plane, men therefore must learn to control his physical body and his astral body. So that's the 4-3 effects on that fourth subplane. But also, there will be also an awakening of the higher consciousness and the response to the causal body. So that's a really good thing. So the lower mind will be more attuned than to the soul on the higher subplanes. So now let's have a look at Ray 2 and Ray 7 cycles. Ray 2 has been in manifestation since 1575. Now, this ray, in a way, is always in subjective manifestation, and it's very potent because it's the ray of our solar system, particularly now as hierarchy is approaching closer to humanity in preparing for the establishment of the kingdom of souls on Earth. But the second ray is becoming more and more manifest on the physical plane. And it will become increasingly so for the next 2,200 years until that cycle will then recede. The seventh ray cycle has been in manifestation since 1675 and will stay in manifestation for the next 2,500 years. Now, the world has changed beyond belief during the past 500 years, DK tells us. But what DK means by this statement is, he mentions this in Dyna 2, where he refers to the progress that man has made in the past 500 years, is that there has been a great change in human consciousness made possible after the conclave of 1425. And to inaugurate the changes in the requirement for initiation. Before 1425, the requirement was soul contact. But hierarchy, since 1425, has lifted the bar, and now the requirement for initiation is contact with a spiritual triad. So that's why DK makes this statement that the world has been changed beyond belief during the past 500 years. And during the next 200 years, the changes will be even more rapid and deep-seated. Why is that? Because again, as we said earlier on about the Ray 5, the growth of the intellectual powers of men is gathering more and more momentum. And man, as the creator, is becoming more and more into possession of his innate powers. So this Ray 7 influence will reveal to men the magical work. He will become the white magician. And the next 2,500 years will bring about a lot of change because of the race 7. And if you remember, the race 7 is all about the synthesis of the inner and the outer, where the outer reflects or is the perfect vehicle for the inner. So this is what being worked out on Earth, or will be worked out in the next 2,500 years. And also, the throat chakra of the spiritual aspirant or disciple or initiate below the third initiation, which means you and I, we are responding primarily to the seventh ray influence. And now, particularly so now that the seventh ray is in incarnation. So friends, all these factors are the perfect opportunity for Earth to be healed. Aquarius, through its rulers, Uranus and Jupiter, transmits the two healing rays, ray 7, which is the ray of synthesis on the physical plane, and ray 2, which is the ray of cosmic love. And ray 2 and ray 7 are the two healing rays. So now you understand why the planetary logos is making use, intelligent use, of this coincidence of these two cycles of Aquarius coinciding. Because now is the time for his purpose to come to fruition. So the divine plan is to inaugurate and establish the fifth kingdom of souls on Earth. The task of hierarchy is to implement it, and we as disciples are integral part of hierarchy. And Aquarius, through the rays of its rulers, Uranus, ray 7, Jupiter, ray 2, facilitates, therefore, that process of esoteric or soul healing. As helpers, as healers, help the incarnating souls to have a stronger rapport with their souls, to have a stronger control on its various vehicles, whether it's physical, astral, or mental, for the souls to therefore manifest through its vehicles and to express its divine nature, therefore transforming the lower nature through love. And that inflow of Aquarian energy is one of the factors which will enable the Christ to complete his task as world savior and world teacher and world healer. Christ is the only world teacher to have to be leading two ages, the Piscean age and the Aquarian age. Now, from our theme, which is the evolution of consciousness, because this is what this second solar system is all about, it's the evolution of consciousness, the evolution of the soul, we need to remember that the aim of the second solar system is to bring the solar angel, the son of mind, into the seat of power. And that task is entrusted primarily to three great lives who function through Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, the three air signs. Gemini through the air sign, through the mutable cross, Libra, cardinal cross, and Aquarius, the fixed cross. So that's why Aquarius, or that time, is just the perfect time for the establishment or the birth of the souls on earth. And Aquarius, through his two rulers, is instrumental in bringing the soul down on earth. And as it is said in the archives of the masters, eventually the solar lords, through Manas, the mind, will control the lunar lords of elemental substance, and not alone their own, but that which looks to them for aid. In other words, the lower kingdoms. Because men's role or goal is to be the macrocosm for the lower kingdoms. Thus will redemption come to all, meaning all, not only through men, all of humanity, but all the lower kingdoms as well. So will come to all through men, and thus the glory of the Lord of life be seen. Our little planet is essentially unique in its purpose and its technique, and that on it and within it, a great redemptive experiment is moving forward. And its scientific agents are us, the solar angels, the sons of mind, who choose to be the sons of men, and yet for all eternity remain the sons of God. So these sons of mine were chosen in a very, very far distant time when the fourth kingdom in nature came into being. 18 billion years ago. And we came to carry forward the science of redemption, salvaging matter, the lower matter, and bringing the soul. It's through its own energy, the soul, solar energy, that the lower kingdoms will be transformed, or the lower matter will be transformed or transmuted. So therefore, the opportunity for the manifestation of the fifth kingdom of souls to occur, to be birthed, is at hand. And it is actually happening right now, and it has been happening for quite a few years now. And the planetary logos purpose of sacrifice, salvage, and redemption of the prisoners of the planet is coming to fruition. Because our planetary logos decided to incarnate primarily for redemptive purposes, as a savior of matter. That was his karma. And the keynote of Aquarius is group work, where one's selfish affairs are forgotten and one's will is merged with that of the group. 2, world service. Our consciousness is no longer self-centered, but becomes more universal. And self-sacrifice, just like in the labor of Hercules, Hercules had to cleanse the stables through joining the two rivers and cleansing the stable out of its, out of removing the muck from the stables. So too, like Hercules, the healers direct the energies of love and life into the vehicles of our patients. And Aquarius being a dual sign, the stream is actually the synthesis of two energies, life and love. Life through Uranus, and love through its esoteric ruler, Jupiter. So these two words, life and love, embody not only the technique of the Aquarian Age, but also that of the healers. And DK tells us that it is in the hands of the masses of good little men and the millions of right-thinking people in every land by which the preparatory work for the coming of the Christ will be done. And this is exactly what we, the forerunners who have been born now until 2025, this is what we came to do. We came to prepare the way for the coming of the Christ, which he announced in 1945. And in 2025 at the conclave, he will announce exactly how, where, and when he'll be coming. Now, let's conclude our topic, healing and the big picture. So our solar system is entering two cycles of Aquarius. Aquarius is the sign into which the sun is moving, governs both the greater cycle of 25,000 years and the lesser one of approximately 2,500 or 2,300 years. The two healing rays, ray 7 and ray 2, are being transmitted by Aquarius through its two rulers, Uranus, ray 7, and Jupiter, ray 2. So basically, we're going to have practically 25,000 years of healing. That's quite an arresting thought, if you really come to think of it from the point of view of the planet. The fifth ray cycle coming into power illumines both the fifth lower and the higher mental plane, empowering therefore both personalities, the sons of men, and the sons of mind, the solar angels, the soul. And with the fourth ray cycle coming into manifestation, the immediate future achievement consists in the utilizing of force and electrical energy for the harmonizing adjustment of the life of man, which is the beauty of living, the art of living. Bringing the fourth ray right down in harmony with the physical plane. And here you can also see DK's words here, the utilization of force, which is the chakras, the lower energy, and electrical energy, because love is an electrical energy. So from the fourth buddhic plane, the will to good, buddhi is that electrical energy. The Ray 2 cycle will manifest more and more objectively in the next 2,200 years. And the Ray 7 cycle coming into power and coinciding with the Aquarian cycles assist in the manifestation of humanity's first initiation, the birth of the fifth kingdom of souls in nature. A momentous event in planetary history, but also a major event in the life of our planetary logos. So finally, our planetary logos is very well aware of this unique opportunity that's available to him. So guys, if you're feeling despondent or in a bit despairing of what's happening in the world or has been happening in the world, don't, because the planetary logos has got everything in control. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's not going to let this opportunity pass. So he's making full and intelligent use of it. So therefore, with all these race cycles that we've mentioned, plus Aquarian cycles, so it's no surprise then that Christ, aligned with Sanat Kumara's will and permission, is due to reappear at the beginning of the Aquarian age to inaugurate the kingdom of souls on earth. So the Aquarian age is the right time for healing our sick planet, as soul healing or esoteric healing is concerned with a pouring of pure soul energy into and through the mechanisms of patients. When we consider all the factors that we've discussed last fortnight and today that are currently impacting the earth, so it's very, very humbling to realize our presence here. We weren't born for nothing. It's no coincidence that we are born at this time. And as DK says, great is your privilege to be taking part in this. So yes, it is a great privilege to be, in a way, experiencing the fifth kingdom of souls being born. And we are the midwives of that process in esoteric healing. So that concludes our topic for today, friends. So I'm sure you have many sharings. So the floor is yours.
Thank you, Nicole. We do have a question. Can you explain more the term son of mind?
The son of mind is basically the solar angel. That's basically it. So actually they come from the mind or the soul of our solar logos, these solar angels. So they are very, very highly developed because they come from that very high place in the fifth cosmic plane, mental plane, from the soul of our solar logos. So that's quite, I wouldn't say a mouthful, but boy, it's quite a lot to absorb, isn't it?
If you have another question, raise your hand or put something in the question box, and I'm happy to share that with Nicole. I'd also like to just explain, we set the class time for this introductory series at 9 p.m. GMT for both Tuesdays, first and third. And then in order to accommodate the late night in Europe, the first Tuesday, the meditation starts at 8 p.m. GMT before the class. And then on the third, we offer it at 10:30, which is after the class. And we have separate links for that so that you can always access the meditation using your registration link. And you can also always access the class recording. All of the meditations and the recordings are available. Class recordings are available on GoToWebinar with your appropriate link. And yes, I did record the answer to the question about Son of Mind, and I will leave the recording on this time. So any questions you ask, we'll have them in the recording. I don't see any other hands. Thank you all so much for your... here's a question. If we want to do healing with animals, would it be the same technique?
No. No. Use pranic healing. if you have to. Because if you remember, radiatory technique is all about soul to soul. I know that the animals do belong to a group soul, but here what DK is talking about is the self-conscious. You know, it's the soul of men. So the technique that you would be using is pranic healing. Use the prana of the universe, because not of the universe, of the planet, because the animals will respond far, far better to the energy of the planet than they will to the energies of the soul, because their soul is not, they haven't had the soul like we have. The animal soul and the human soul are totally different. The human soul has the element of will in it, the three, will, love, and intelligence, whereas the animal soul doesn't. Right? So this is why we don't use radiatory technique for animals.
We have another question. Oh, it's just a thank you. Yes. Thanks for that answer. And there is a lot of concern these days about the animal kingdom. And I think yeah. You may have mentioned, Nicole, but the DK does speak of, you know, one of the roles of humanity is to lift the other kingdoms to
absolutely,
you know, harmony with the other kingdoms because of this soul nature of humanity being developed.
Yeah. And this is what we meant here in this slide. The sons of mine, was it this one? No. The next one, I think. Oh, I've forgotten. Where did I have it? Oh, here, in this one. Thus will come redemption to all. All kingdoms. Not just even the animal kingdom, but the vegetable kingdom as well. Well, I don't really know about the mineral kingdom, because their consciousness is so, so far removed from ours that we can't even fathom what it would be like. But it's raising the soul within, that little consciousness within, that, you know, the anima mundi within, is to raise it to a higher level.
I'm not seeing any more hands go up or any more questions in the question box. The PDFs for both this session and the last session in August, I'll be sending to you as Google Drive links to everyone who's registered, and you'll get those later today. And then later it'll be on Makara and YouTube. There's a question. Are solar angels gifts to the causal body provided to one or many souls? Are the solar angels gifts to the causal body provided to one or many souls?
Oh, that's the question.
Yep, that's the question.
Well, each soul. Okay, let's work something out first.
Oh, is there a one-to-one correspondence? Is there a solar
yes.
angel for every soul?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every causal body is a solar angel. It's the solar angel which Okay, let me explain this to you by using an analogy. Think of a mother who's pregnant. The mother is the solar angel, and she feeds her fetus through her blood, and passes on all the nutrients that's needed for the growth of her fetus. Well, it's the same thing for the solar angel. The solar angel actually feeds our consciousness. It makes our consciousness grow. It enhances. It expands our consciousness. It is our body of consciousness, the causal body. So you'll understand it a little bit better when later on, or next year, most likely, if not the year after, depending how fast we go with the material, we will be looking at the soul itself. So we will be looking at all these aspects. So greater understanding will come to you once we understand what is really soul energy. And we will be looking, obviously, at the causal body or the egoic lotus and all the energies that make up that body and how it grows. But for the time being, if you can think of a pregnant mother, then that would be, in a way, the solar angel to us, the consciousness within, which is growing.
There's another question, and it really relates to what we do in a segment of the meditation, the healing meditation.
Mm-hmm.
We see climate change and its respective problem on Earth, and also other problems like the recent one in Afghanistan. I just want to know how and what are the ways we can help to overcome these problems.
Okay. The technique that DK has given us is to make contact with the souls. But not everybody in humanity is in contact with their souls. But what we can do is send love through their bodies. So they may not respond as quickly, but there is still the human soul which has transpired to some form or another. There is, so I know it's quite a complicated issue here. To what extent is the soul manifesting through the personalities? You know, you have from 1% to of the lower men, right up to 100% to the fourth degree initiate, you know? So the soul does manifest to a certain extent, but in some more than others. So the radiatory technique will help those who do have a closer contact with their soul. But that doesn't mean that we can't help the rest of humanity either. Through the pouring of love through their bodies, then we are helping their soul, even though, you know, let's say it's 1 or 2% in there, to have control on their vehicles. We are helping, we are clearing the mental field and the astral field as well. So this is the way that we can help, even through the COVID, is by pouring love into the humans or humanity's etheric body. That's basically the help that we are giving them. We really need, guys, to think of healing from a much, much higher aspect. Like DK has been giving us all these factors. He says that the higher your point of view, then the better your understanding of healing.
Later in the teachings, as Nicole presents them, there's the mention of, and it's in esoteric healing, the laws of thought govern healing. And so it goes all the way up to that essential law that energy follows thought.
Mm.
That's primarily the foundation for that idea of soul to soul and love into the etheric plane.
Good point, Joe. Thank you for mentioning that. So our efforts are not in vain. That's what we have to hang on to this thought, because as Joe rightly mentioned, energy follows thought. We despair, well, the energy of despair will follow that thought. But if we have love, if we know that hierarchy is, our lives are in his in their hands, and they are guiding us onto the right path, except that they can't step. You know, I really wish that hierarchy would just come down and say, okay, bang, 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 right, enough. You know, sometimes when parents do come and when children are fighting, that's what they do. They just come in and say, okay, you go there and you go there. You go to your room, blah, blah, blah. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that, because hierarchy needs to respect the free will of man. We've got to come to that realization that we have to love one another. We have to express goodwill from our own bat. You know, we can't be forced to do it. So there's a lot of warring and a lot of conflict which is occurring because man has not realized that we have to love one another from its own free will, not just yet. But then again, the fourth ray, which is harmony, harmony through conflict, conflict will always come first. So yes, we're seeing a lot of conflict at the moment, but that always happens before these are the early stages of the effect of that ray. And also to the effect that the lords of darkness know that their reign is at its end, that they are losing the battle. So they are redoubling their effects to create chaos, fear, control. They are redoubling their effects, but they are losing the battle. So the way that we can help humanity is to just send healing, send love to the etheric body of humanity. And the more that we stand steady, poised, like we are the eye of the cyclone or of the storm, let not the winds, the whirling winds and the currents around us throw us around unsteady our stance. We have to stand steady. And that's what healers are meant to be doing. We just stand steady in the love of God. And we just radiate it out. But we have to learn to stand steady.
There's an expression of how fortunate we are to be taught by Dwal Kul, this Tibetan master. And I did unmute you, Kim, if you want to express that. And then we have a couple of other. Louise says, distract not by the events. And Jerry asks, would it be helpful to provide a healing meditation for a specific nation? And yes, Jerry, actually, the Spanish group is doing that. And he asks, are there any risks?
Risk in?
Risk in providing a healing meditation for a specific nation, as Diana's group is doing.
Oh, all right. No. No, there is no risk. There is no risk, provided that you don't concentrate on the problems of that nation. So, for example, if you send healing to Afghanistan and you think of the problems or the negativities that is happening out there, then yes, you are going to energize. But if you send love to that country, that's different. That's very different. It's no different, really, from sending healing to one person, is it? But when we send healing, we've always got to think of us as the group, always as the group, not as an individual. DK insists that we think of ourselves as healers, as a healing group, not as the individual healer. Because we're much stronger as a group than we are individually.
Now, I'll offer to you, those of you who are interested, there are efforts now to work with the souls of nations, and there are groups that are organized around that and are working in triangles or in smaller groups, working with the soul of the nation, not with the personality of the nation. And also, I want to mention previous thanks was to a master was to a Qigong master, and I'm sure that, you know, we know that there are other masters that people have studied with, and certainly all of these masters add a lot to our understanding.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, I think because they all come from the same school, don't they? From hierarchy. Yes. Different branches, but still from hierarchy.
So I think we've
Let's close it now.
Yes, and the meditation will start in a half an hour. Nicole can have a little break. So thank you so much, all of you, for your comments and questions. And thank you, Nicole. It's a wonderful time to be really looking at the foundations of esoteric healing, you know, the big picture, as you said.
Yes.
And look at that as we move forward.
Yeah, because we are so so much entrenched in that physical plane that, you know, we get stuck into, you know, the little, I mean, little to hierarchy, but not to us, the little diseases, the diseases that various people have. And of course, our hearts bleed for those who do suffer through these diseases. So we are stuck with that. So, but what we have to do is just from time to time, just move away from the little problems that people may have and look at the healing from a much, much larger point of view. And that's very important for us to do that. But anyway, thank you very much for all your comments, your experience and sharing of your thoughts, everyone. So we'll see you in a fortnight. And some of you, I'll see you within half an hour.
Yes.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye-bye.